Now, Bumper Podcast, I have got to tell you, as excited as I am that it is spring, and I'm beyond excited, I'm beyond thrilled, I'm floored that it's finally spring here in Coffee Can Alley, what comes with that is an unfortunate thing called allergies, and I'm not going to complain about the allergies because it's just part of the deal, but what you got to understand is, when I get allergies, then the asthma kicks in, and when the asthma and the allergies kick in, and then I get all congested, you know what comes next? Bronchitis, which is not something I'm a big fan of. This is something that's happened in the last 3 or 4 years of my life, where I, multiple times a year now, will get bronchitis. And sometimes, if I'm not careful, the bronchitis will then turn into pneumonia. Or pneumonitis is a neat thing, which I'd never heard of, but it's like pneumonia and bronchitis put together. Two terrible things put together, made even more terrible. It's fun. It's good. It's a good look. It's a good feeling. My eyes are, I look like a pufferfish right now, which is cool. Except I don't actually have the little spikes. If I had the spikes, maybe I would deal with the eyes okay. Maybe I'd be like, you know what? I got big eyes that are bulging out of my head. I look like a pug. I look like one of those dogs where the eyes are all out everywhere, looking around. Like, I can actually, my eyes are so far out of my head because of the pressure that I can look behind me. So, if somebody tries to sneak up on me right now, I'm going to be able to see them because of these eyes I've got. The eyes water a lot, which is cool because it makes me feel like I'm 90 years old, which I'm not quite yet. I do have a birthday coming up in a couple of months, but not quite 90. I called my doctor yesterday. I called him at 10:30, and the doctor service answered, and they're very pleasant people. That was sarcasm. And what do you want? As we sent you, I was just like, I was trying to get an appointment. They're not open. What? It's 10:30. Who's not open at 10:30? They left at 10. 10? How long were you there? Like, what time did you open that you thought it was okay to leave at 10? That's not a day. I wish my day was what, 8, 9 to 10? They don't open, they don't even open at 8. It's, by the time you get in, it's time to go. You get in, you have your coffee, you have your, maybe your, I don't know, bagel, whatever you eat. And then you go over to the water cooler. And you're like, hey, did you hear last week's Bumper Podcast? And they're like, oh, it was a great interview. Speaking of which, there are no pig interviews today. Today it's just me. It's a quick 5-minute Bumper Podcast, what I like to call classic Bumper Podcast. So we're hanging out. It's essentially me going home at 10 is what it is. That's what this Bumper Podcast is. So I can't complain about the doctor because I'm learning bad lessons from my doctor. Go in at 9, sit down at your desk, spin around in your chair 3 or 4 times, go have your coffee or whatever, your bagel, go back to your desk. At that point, you're at 9:24, 9:27. Then you walk out of your office, you go over and you chalk for a minute or two, nod your head, look around, go back to your office, you're at 9:35, and you start thinking about, the rest of your day, packing up your bag. What have you done? Nothing. Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. You go to the bathroom, you come back, and on just your walk back, you have another quick conversation. You're at 9:44 at that point, 16 minutes to go. You check your email, 9:51, because you got to reply to a couple, and then, 9:51. I'm going to put my bag together, 9:53. You know what? I'm going to cut out a little early. I'm going to cut out 2 minutes early. And then you're gone. And that was your day. You didn't do anything. Oh, what good are you to me? I'm sick, doctor. I need your help. I got an appointment at a different doctor today because I was so frustrated. So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure you're going to hear all about it. I don't know if you will, actually. If anything interesting happens, I'm sure I'll tell you. But who knows? I can't promise anything, certainly. Although I do seem to be a magnet for interesting thing happening. For instance, yesterday... No, it's nothing exciting. How are you doing, though? I feel like I've been talking about myself this whole time. There's something nice about these classic bumper podcasts to me. It's... The timing of everything is nice to me. It's a different vibe. It's a different feeling. Especially when nobody comes in. No pig, no pirate, nobody. It's fun. It's fun, it's great, and you know what? I think I'm probably going to do more and more and...